Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? It is Friday, December 8th. Wow. December 8th. I want to say thank you for tuning in. Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing okay because we're all professionals here. I didn't have my, my tweet ready. So like right now I'm tweeting my tweet. Also, happy birthday to Corey Taylor.
Hey, happy birthday to him.
Yes, happy birthday to Corey Taylor. Pretty much one of the sexiest men alive still. He's going 50.
Wow.
50 years old. Yes. Hi, Corey. I know you're watching. When are you having your WrestleMania match against Baron Corbin or whatever? So... I'm, telling you guys what you're supposed to do under the video. Rob will remove our names, which I hate. Yep. So, hi, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. Subscribe to Fightful Overbook. We're well on our way to 15K. Also, you can send us a super chat at the bottom of the live chat. If you want your question or statement read, just like our friend Matt Reckiel, we're going to read his super chat in about a minute. You can also send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us, keep a little bit more of the money. But if you have anything to add, if you want anything for us to discuss on the show, if you have, some nice words about us. Christmas is coming. And I don't give a crap about Christmas. I hate Christmas. Shout out to our friend Alexis Cardoza, who's the biggest Christmas nut I've ever met in my life, ever. I'm not even kidding. I wish I was. also, our two-year anniversary of the show is coming out. Is it next week?
Next week. Yeah, 2 years. So,
2 years of coexisting with Rob and Maggie. I am so sorry, guys, that you're putting up with the, nonsense effery like this. we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about NXT. I'm glad we do because we don't normally get to. And NXT has been really solid. WWE as a whole lately. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I'm just excited.
You were sick.
I was sick, but I'm better now. Feeling better, feeling good. It's Friday, so we get to do our fun show with everybody. So we got NXT predictions going on later. We're going to start with NXT talk. But first, like you said, we do have a super chat from our good friend, Matt Reichiel. So let's get into it. He says, sending happy Friday to Rob and Maggie, the six-man tag match next Friday for final battle. It's going to be crazy and emotional for me. Thoughts on the TNA's new streaming service? Yeah.
Not
so
the six-man tag, the six-man next week.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm so used to saying six-man tag. That
I know. I understand.
Yeah, the six-man match, it's going to be pretty good next week.
Talk about that next week, Matt. Tune in next week.
Yeah, right now, Maggie, you said you were going to root for Dalton Castle. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not certain, who to be determined the TBD dude is going to be. I kind of wish it were Mark Briscoe. I feel like he's the person who should be holding that championship. I know it's probably not going to be, but to be perfectly transparent with you guys, I've stopped watching Ring of Honor lately, like at all. I don't feel like I'm missing anything out. I I couldn't have imagined that they will ever have a final battle without the Ring of Honor Championship on that card. It's kind of wild. And like, that's been a huge problem for me.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Like, the tag titles won't be there. The Ring of Honor Championship won't be there. Like, it's pretty much watching Athena. And like, I'm not saying that that's not enough. I adore Athena. Like, she's been the one keeping that brand alive. Everything she's doing with Billy Starks. But that's about it. And that's kind of sad. I do enjoy that Ethan Page is on Ring of Honor because, hey, I hope he got to shine in his match against Kenny. We're going to watch it this Saturday. I hope he did because people should give Ethan Page his flowers. Absolutely give him his flowers.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you to our friend Chris Mueller, who absolutely pointed it out that Tony Khan made that entire match between Kenny Omega and Ethan Page because of me. It was basically an early Christmas present. Thank you, TK. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as like the TNA Endeavor deal.
I was shocked. Rob told me right before the show, I was shocked.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is it's one of those things where it's very interesting to see where that goes. I mean, it's WWE is still going to be WWE. They probably don't want to work with anybody, but the fact that they're going to be on the same platform like that is owned by WWE's parent company is very interesting. So I don't know what that's going to entail. Like down the road, there's been talk about maybe like if WWE leaves Peacock eventually, maybe this will be the app. There'll be like the app from Endeavor where they'll have UFC Fight Pass and WWE product. I'm very curious to know if that would eventually mean that Impact could be part of that. I'm not saying they are because I don't know. This could be completely separate, which I'm assuming it is. Well, I'm 99% sure it's all separate right now. So it's just interesting the way I look at it. Very interesting to see what the future holds with this. I do know that it's a subsidiary company that
I don't know what that means. With.
It's like a it's not under like so TKO is WWE and UFC, but okay. Endeavor owns TKO. So, okay. But Endeavor owns this other company as well that TNA is going to be part of. So that streaming platform. So there's a lot more to it. So I didn't get to read everything that, and PWI Insider was the one, or Pro Wrestling Insider, Mike Johnson was the one that reported it. So there's a lot more to it. And right now, basically, there's just a lot that we don't know. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so,
but this, I know that people may jump into conclusions, you know, after that news emerged. In my opinion, it's kind of early for this, you know, to, you know, conclusions, but hey, like we're all athletes when it comes to conclusions, I suppose. But it doesn't rule that out, you know. It certainly makes it easier for things to happen, you know, in the future. But it's like I said, it's wrestling, and it's 2023, soon to be 2024. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah.
You know, Bret Hart returned to WWE. CM Punk returned to WWE. Cody Rhodes returned to WWE. Everything. I feel like everything's possible. Okay.
Yeah. You never know. But yeah, let's go ahead and move over to AEW talk. Our good friend Soupy was at the show this past week. I don't know if he went to both shows or if he just only went to one, but
he went to both shows. He went to the Collision taping that he went to Dynamite. This is something that I talked to Soupy about. I almost paid zero attention the first 10 minutes of the show because I was looking for him in the crowd and I was like, crap, which match are we watching?
Yeah. Nice. No, glad he got to.
Also, I'm sorry for cutting you off. I completely spaced out the fact that they were taping Collision on Tuesday. I completely spaced that out. So, you know that Bulgaria and, you know, the States has, 7 hour difference from Eastern Standard Time. So I wake up on Wednesday morning. It is my day off. And I woke up to a text from Supi. And he sent me pictures, you know, of Kenny Omega and Wardlow.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I sleep past Wednesday? I was completely, because like, it can totally happen. Like, I never sleep anyway. Like, it's my day off. Like, probably, yeah, I slept through Wednesday. And I'm like, looking at my phone, and it said Wednesday. And I was like, oh, did they tape the Collision show?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Ryan Sullivan sends us a super chat that says, insert funny line here. All right.
That's not playing it. Playing it fair, Ryan. You need to say what the funny line is.
The funny line? Oh.
Not you. Ryan needs to.
Oh, Ryan? Okay. Well, I didn't know what you were talking about.
It doesn't work that way, Ryan. We love you because you make us laugh.
Well, here it is, actually. He just gave it to me.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I thought that was funny.
Wow, right in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Well, you know, we got to do it for the people. But let's talk AEW that took place in Montreal.
You guys like the video, by the way. I forgot to tell you that. Video. It's really important.
Yes. Yeah. So, like the video means a lot. But let's talk AEW, Maggie. The show started off with Jon Moxley taking on Roosh in the Continental Classic.
Such a fine match.
Yeah, very good match. These matches have all been fire for the most part, I think.
Absolutely.
Moxley, I knew, was going to get this victory. There was a part of me for a split second that, like, maybe they'd go with Roosh. That'd be very big.
Yeah, I was sure.
That's the thing. Like, I was about 95% sure that Moxley was going to win. I think it's going to come down to Moxley and Swerve in the finals.
Yeah.
But great match overall. What was your thought on it?
Well, It's just the finish of this match. I cannot believe that more people aren't doing finishes like that, because it looks so magnificently real. Because I know that in real situations and on, at least in movies and TV series, etc., when you put someone to sleep and then when they wake up in a couple of seconds, they have no recollection of anything that happened. Roosh played that immensely good.
Yeah.
Like, he had no idea what happened. And because he was listening to Jon Moxley's music, he just assumed that Moxley won the match. And then he went to argue with the ref. Mm-hmm. This was so great. Like, the match, of course, Roosh and Moxley is going to be a hard-hitting match. You just know that you're gonna get that. But that finish, I'm just so pleased with that finish, because it just makes it more real. And I don't know how, I really don't, but in my head, this kind of protects Roosh. I don't know why. I maybe, like, call me a mark or whatever, but like, in my eyes, it just makes Roosh, you know, look good in defeat.
Sure.
I'm probably wrong, but I don't care.
Good match overall. But then we had Swerve Strickland taking on Mark Briscoe. Strickland won. Yes.
Jesus.
Fun match as well. I enjoyed it.
9-0.
Yep.
Both Strickland, men were 9-0.
Yep. Strickland's 9-0. Briscoe is now out. Is that right?
He's out.
Yep. Because he did not get any points. So he's at a 0. So he was the first.
That's
person.
Why I kind of feel like that he should be the final man in that match for the TV title.
That makes sense. You know, it does. So good match overall. I love, just like everybody else right now, Swerve's just killing it. Love watching Swerve. Very excited. Absolutely. For next week's winner is coming. Battle between Mr. Moxley and Mr. Strickland.
I mean, that's the draw right over there, right?
Oh yeah,
that match should end up in a draw, and both men get 1 point.
Wow. I didn't. That'd be interesting. I didn't think of that. I haven't thought about draws at all. Like,
no. Like, they should at least have one match be a draw. And this match should be it.
Yeah. So then after Swerve's match, there was a backstage segment with Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley was going to cut like his promo again, and Strickland came up. I absolutely loved this. I thought it was really good. And you had Prince Nana right there by him. Just, you're kind of like, everybody loves Prince Nana. But there's part of me that was just kind of like, oh my God, it'd be great if Moxley could get a hold of him just to see what would happen, you know? Just to see that.
No, I kind of feel like Moxley should do the dance, okay?
Okay, that would be good too. But yeah, that was
next,
good.
Next Saturday, just check out Chris Mueller's interview with Moxley. It's going to be so great.
Tomorrow or the or
Saturday?
Next, oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Saturday.
Okay.
Bleacher Report. Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday. Tomorrow on Bleacher Report, right? Saturday. Are you saying I'm, okay?
Was it next Saturday or this Saturday? Just let me check while you talk.
Okay. So I will do that. We have another super chat from our good friend Alexis Cardoza. He says, "New office for Maggie. Who's this? Love you both. Love you, buddy. Go Cowboys."
We love you too, but it's not finished because of the lights and stuff.
The lights. Anyways, thank you, sir, for that super chat. Roderick Strong.
Saturday. Bitch. This Saturday. It'll be up this Saturday. The Moxley backstage thing, I love how incredibly, you know, confident Moxley was, but he was not confident on when he should turn around and face the camera because like, he took his sweet time.
He did.
No one told me like just turn around
every now and then again. Have you ever heard the Dan Band's version of that?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie Old School?
No.
Oh God, we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to send you a clip of this. That way you understand what I'm talking about. But it's
good. Yeah.
So, anyways,
but yeah, Roderick Strong.
Yeah, Roderick Strong. Ditched
Rob Wilkins.
He ditched the wheelchair. He got rid of it. He threw it.
He rolled it
off the stage. And he's ready to go. He is ready to go. He's going to go to battle for his friend Adam.
Cole.
Yeah, so you got that going on. Roderick Strong's been fantastic with this whole bit. At first, I thought it was annoying, but then it just got better and better.
No. It's so good. I love goofy stuff like that. I'm sorry. I know that this isn't everyone's cup of tea, but wrestling is silly. Come on. Like, you shouldn't take it that seriously. I adore everything about this because every time that he said, "Samoa Joe."
Yeah.
He just kills me every time. And the thing that also is killing me is the fact that Matt Taven has a giraffe hoodie. He was wearing a giraffe hoodie. They're so committed to the bit, Rob. I'm on board with this. If they're kayfabing the hell out of this, then so will the audience. Come on.
Look for a split second that he almost got Samoa Joe. For a split second, it looked like he almost made Samoa Joe like laugh or smile.
I know.
We got another super chat. This one's from our good friend Eric Freed. He says, "Hi everyone. Maggie, I saw your tweet about feeling lonely. Just wanted you and Rob to know you're never alone. Also, it's my dog Ivy's birthday today. Big fan." Thank you, buddy.
First of all, the happiest birthdays to your dog. Second of all, I am not lonely. Do not mix that. Don't mix being lonely with something else. No, I just, you know, I just wonder why people can eat each other on the internet and I can get, you know, I'm not finishing.
I watch a lot of those videos, but not like the, yeah, never mind.
I am not finishing that sentence. Thank you, sweetie, for the support, Eric. Hug your dog for us, please.
Yeah.
We love dogs.
And I just realized what video you were, or what, not video you were talking about, but what story you were talking about. So I didn't mean that, those videos. I meant like,
I know what you meant.
And people that might know, like, don't know me well, might not understand. So I just want to clear that
up. Yeah, I know. Guys, come on. It was 20 years ago in Germany. Like that was so weird.
Yeah.
I'm also sorry for the people who had to Google that and in order to understand what the hell I was talking about. I'm so sorry that you now know.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
After that Roderick Strong segment, we had MJF and Hangman backstage with Renee. Oh my God, this was
so good. So good. It was like they said, come on, guys. Like, we need you to have a backstage segment. Nothing is written for you guys. Just go out there and say whatever the hell you want. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, first of all, when Hangman appeared on my television, I'm like, oh, hi. I haven't seen you ever since you met my panties wet, so hi. I'm so glad to have you back.
All right.
And I love the fact that, you know, according to reports, the Texas death match wasn't supposed to be the end of Swerve and Hangman. But after that match, they said, how can we possibly continue everything after this?
Yeah.
So bravo to them for, you know, for sensing the room and understanding that they need, you know, air between those two in order for it to be special again. So my hat's off to TK, who is annoyingly known for, you know, having tunnel vision when it comes to his creative and not pulling the trigger on something when he should, and being too invested in his own booking. So hats off to Tony for, you know, finally admitting that some things are way more important than what you have built up in your head in storytelling. This was amazing. This was so good. It had back and forth. It's almost as if, like, we haven't gotten that, but I felt like they've done it before.
Yeah.
And they haven't.
Yeah.
Which is really odd. And they were like, oh, when, you know, Bret Hart was in the ring and we introduced, you know, the title. And I'm like, that was 4 fucking years ago.
Yeah, it was. It's been a while ago. And it doesn't really seem that long ago.
No, not even more than 4 years ago. And I'm like, why? Like, it comes so natural to both of them that it just seems really, really good.
Ryan says the show is going to some interesting place.
Well, it's been on for 2 years, so like I would like to think so.
I really enjoyed that segment. I thought it was great. I thought it was just fire and
so
just kind of and it proved like what I said a couple of weeks ago, that Hangman could take this loss and he'll be fine against Swerve. And
absolutely,
he was
absolutely. The thing is, people. We might as well go into the next segment. We were supposed to have a tag match with MJF and Samoa Joe.
That's how we're gonna have to do that from now on. By the way,
from now on, I'm sorry. they were supposed to tag and face two of the goons. The Devil's Goons, two of them. That match didn't happen because this was kind of goofy to me. Because this, up until now, I never saw this thing as Retribution 2.0, but now I saw it. It really looked like Retribution 2.0 and the sucky part, you know, with the whole flickering lights in the camera and everything. It looked kind of goofy. Even Kenny Omega made fun of this on Twitter. So they showed, you know, camera footage showed on Titantron. MJF being laid out backstage with a beer bottle. You know, he just had an interaction with Hangman, and that was some interesting shit. Because like they're planting the seeds for you to think that it's Hangman. In my opinion, it is all certainly not Hangman. It is so not Hangman. I have some thoughts about this. By the way, none of the people surrounding the ring was Wardlow.
Not this week. But you know who I think one of them was?
Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes,
it screamed that it was Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly has a really distinct way of, his body language.
Let me see if I can find that while you're talking.
Yeah, Kyle O'Reilly, because if you have been watching Kyle O'Reilly, you don't even need to be watching NXT when he was part of the Undisputed Era. You can just go back and watch some footage of him in AEW if you're only familiar with his work in AEW. He has a really specific way of carrying himself. One of these people was Kyle O'Reilly. I'm absolutely sure about that. And none of the people being Wardlow makes the absolute sense right now, because he did go to Canada to go to the Collision tapings. And it made zero sense for him to continue being there because he wasn't on Dynamite. So he went home, probably. So, of course, he wasn't there. And Wardlow not being on the show and not being one of the, all the goons that were surrounding the ring. I mean, they're practically telling on themselves right now. They're absolutely telling on themselves. And I feel like we're supposed to know at this point. I feel like we do. It does seem like this is... it does seem like it's Adam Cole, right? It's Adam Cole, and I can totally see Bobby Fish coming back.
Yeah, I mean, this would be the time to do it if we're going to do it.
This is absolutely the perfect time to do it. I can see Bobby Fish coming back. I mean, like, the main reason he wasn't there was because of CM Punk. He's not there anymore, for good or for worse, for better or not. Like, I don't know if... if they want to continue that, sure. Like, I'm fine with that. I will not be okay if this turns out to be Mustafa Ali, because he was already the leader of Retribution in WWE, and they did not make it work. So AEW continued making... absolutely. That is absolutely the person I'm talking about. It is so him.
Just like, the way he, like, leaned on the...
Absolutely. Knee. That the way his body language, that is absolutely Kyle O'Reilly. And Fightful Select did report Wednesday late afternoon that Kyle O'Reilly was backstage at Dynamite. This absolutely makes me so happy, because it means that he is on his way to recovery. And at the end of the day, for me, this is what matters most. Absolutely. I kind of feel like we're at the final stretch with the devil thing. And I'm kind of sad to see it go, because I kind of feel like AEW has been hanging on this storyline. And I'm going to be sad to see it go, because I don't think that they've been... investing time into making us care about other things apart of this. So when it eventually comes to an end, we'll have nothing to hang on to. So they need to work on that.
So after that, we have Rio taking on, or no, Rio confronted Toni Storm after Toni Storm defeated Sky Blue. So you had that going on.
It was a good match, by the way. It was a good match. Of course, Sky Blue's been out there. They've been, investing in Sky Blue being on screen. And I love that, because they need to invest more in their homegrown talent. Riho came out, you know, she obviously, like, in her own way, challenged Toni Storm for that championship. I'm happy to see that because I kind of miss Riho. I know people are saying that she gets a lot of hate online. You have no idea how much I'm glad that I do not see that. You know, how we've talked about, you know, Twitter's algorithm and everything that, you know, you see. Yeah. I see none of that. And I'm so grateful because Riho's a star. And whether you like to admit it or not, with the way she's selling in the ring and with, like, she has more wrestling experience than a lot of people on that roster, by the way. Like, she's been wrestling ever since she came out of the womb, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, she, like, her mother gave birth to her and she immediately put her in the stretch hold. I'm sure that is exactly what happened. So Riho's probably going to elevate Toni Storm even more. I'm anxious to see Mariah May's first match, though. Like, because she was there during the match, and then at the end of the match, she wasn't there at ringside. So that's interesting. Yeah. Even commentary pointed that out.
Yeah, it's something. So after that, we had Jay White taking on Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal has been eliminated now from the Continental Tournament. So don't surprise me.
I love Canadians. Do you know why? Do you know what they started chanting during that match? They started chanting Y2J. Yeah. Nice. Why the two J's? I adore Canada. You guys are amazing. Supi, I love your country. Take me with you.
Yeah, it's hilarious that they did that. I didn't catch it, but the fact that you're telling me that now, that's good.
Yeah, I was like, why are they chanting for Jericho? And then I spelled that in my head, and I'm like, oh my God, dude, those people.
Yeah. So the TNT title match, Adam Copeland challenging his brother from a different mother, Christian Cage.
I can't believe I was right about this. I would have preferred if they did end up making hardcore making out session, you know?
Yeah.
With Nick Wayne's mom and Christian, it would have been better because it was, it would...
God, that
would have been, it would have been so, so diabolical. I love it. I suppose we will get this in the near future. I choose to look past the horrible, horrible acting that was in this segment. I choose to, you know, not focus on that because God damn it, was it bad? It was so bad. Come on, like, she's been in wrestling, okay? Like, why is she just now acting as if she's seeing a camera? After I watched it a couple of times, I saw that she was checking, like, because it kind of looked like she was wondering which one of them to hit with the title belt. And I realized that what she was doing was checking if Adam had gotten up yet or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was, like, it was supposed to seem as if she was about to hit Christian. But because she was checking on Adam all the time.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. And I'm like, come on, just have faith in Adam Copeland. How can you not have faith in the guy? The moment you make a move, he will get up. Like, it was so bad. And acting wise, it was so bad. But I'm gonna look past that because the story itself is incredibly satisfying, you know, because it's textbook. It's textbook wrestling.
Yeah. And it was good. It was fine. The match was great. And I knew that ending was coming the way it was. Once I saw her, obviously, I was like, There it is. Maggie's right.
The way she walked out, by the way.
That's what gave it away to me. But yeah, she was nonchalant. And I was like, eh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. I mean, for what it was, got to mention here. Daphne says, hi, guys. Just want to say that we watched Suvi's video today and Maggie's nephew was confused why only Aunt Maggie was dancing and not Uncle Rob. Greetings from us. I don't dance.
Hi, sweetie. I mean, I dance all the time and Rob refuses to, you know, do the bit.
That's all you get from me.
Okay, if people give us money, will you dance?
Of course, that's usually how, never mind. I guess. Why not? If they give us money, I will.
Yeah,
we're talking a lot of money, not just like, hey, here's a dollar. No, we're not doing that. We're talking, we need some good money. But I don't plan on that happening because I don't think anybody wants to see that. And I'm not taking a shot at myself. I just don't think it. I don't want to dance. And I actually don't. I don't want to dance. So there.
Come on, what will Whitney Houston do? Say you want to
dance. Well, she ain't going to do anything. She's dead. So,
Jesus. What?
Well, hey.
I mean, she is, but like, Jesus Christ.
Well, huh? Okay. Don't you? Well, let's go from dead to Cooper effect. There we go. The El Coopero effecto.
Guys, we're here to brag about our wonderful boss. He did so great. Of course, Sean had a match this past Saturday at Glory Pro Wrestling.
Black Label Pro.
Black Label Pro. I was like, did I say that correctly? No, I totally did not. Black Label Pro against Shawza McKenzie. Exactly like I predicted, she kicked the crap out of our boss. Thank God for that. By the way, Sean did so great in that match. I am just so incredibly proud of him because I had no idea he was that athletic. I'm just gonna go out and say it. I had no idea.
That drop cool was good.
That initial kick right at the beginning of the match was good. Like they were about to lock hands and like he went to that for that kick and I'm like, okay.
And the stinger splash that he had too was fantastic.
It was so good. It was like when he was going for the stinger splash and I felt it looked like he, you know, started jumping from, you know, the middle of the ring. And I was like, that's a huge leap, dude. Like, what the hell did you do? It was really good. It was really good. I enjoyed the match. I watched it. Of course, the fact that he did it all for charity. Okay, first of all, like, of course, he loves wrestling. He trained for, like, a lot of years before that. I'm glad that, you know, initially someone being so... so financially stable in order to give all the money that they made throughout this entire thing to charity. That, first of all, that makes me incredibly happy because like it just means that people can make a pretty good living doing what they love. And that is, you know, being in wrestling media. Second of all, it was for an incredibly good cause. NAMI.org, was it org?
Yep.
I feel like it was org. Yeah. So supporting mental health, you know, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. This will always be something important to me. And the fact that Sean donated everything that he made for this to NAMI, it just makes me incredibly happy to be a part of a team that he's leading. And it just, if you're a weirdo person on Twitter, you can just fuck off. It's just like that's not normal. It's really not. So like there's one thing if you have a problem with Sean, it's a totally different thing to point out that this is, you know, something weird for him to do. Like, you can just fuck off. Kudos to Sean. Everything that he did was extremely, extremely wonderful. He did really good in this match. Hopefully, Matt Cardona gets to kick his ass.
I was going
to
say, I hope, like, when Matt Cardona says he wants to wrestle him, and I'm like, oh my God, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. First of all, let's get Matt Cardona some water, because obviously wrestling promoters don't have water backstage. First of all, get the man some water, and then make him kick Sean's ass.
They had plenty of water. They had plenty of water last night at MOW, so they showed three cases of water on one of the tables or something. So good for them.
That's great. Did they have Coke?
Well, that I don't know. Can tell you. I would assume.
Come on, like indie wrestling promotions should have cocaine. Like that's.
We went from talking positive things to cocaine. That's great, Maggie. We got our boss constantly gets people saying like all kinds of stupid shit about that too, by the way. So
yeah, like it's not like that's the thing. When we were in London, and we went to meet the guys from WrestleTalk, we went to a pub, and he was like, "Hey, I have some Coke," and he had Coca-Cola. And he was like,
"Yeah, only the NWA."
He's committed to the bit. Yeah, I know, but like come on, like they should be like this at this point. Indie promotions need to do that.
Yeah.
So all the love and appreciation to Sean. I'm gonna put it like this. I have a total of 4 bosses, and I'm so incredibly happy that one of them is a decent human being. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, as far as like what Sean did, amazing. Very proud to be a friend of his. What over $6,000, I think, donated. Just outstanding. And like you said, everyone that had a problem with it, if you have a problem with money being donated to charity, you have more issues that you need to deal with than this, because that's just awful. So yeah, that's I just want to say great job to Sean representing Fightful that way. That means a lot to us and a lot of people within Fightful. You know, there was a lot of people that even said that I'm not the biggest Fightful fan or Sean Ross App fan, but I think what he did was great. You know, that's good. I think we all want people to like us in a way. You know, I think some people don't care, and I just think it's nice that some people actually came out and said that. So they respected him for doing that. And we both know Sean, and we both love him, and what he did was awesome. And I'm proud that he was there, because we got to see Jared Delaware and Jeremy Lambert go nuts for Creed.
For Creed. Like, I did not have Cher and Jeremy turn heel on me.
Oh, I love Creed. Maggie, you can take me higher, because it could be one last breath, or I'm in my own prison.
Do you not want us to go 2 years, Rob? Like
bullets
right at the end of the mark.
Yeah, I love it. Good stuff. All right, let's get
Christian
into NXT.
Christian Rock, not for me, not for me.
That's not too Christian.
We have one super chat that you need to read, by the way.
Okay, I'll do that. I hope it's about Creed. Let's see here. Let's get to it.
It's from Soupy.
He sends us a super chat that says, "Do you remember the dog story, Rob?" Might happen. I do not know what the story is.
Come on. Like, when I told people that I will tell my first date story. So we might just, you know.
Okay. Like, well,
people might want to watch you dance, okay? Don't you want to dance? Say you want to dance. Don't you want to dance?
You can dance if you want to.
No, you need to. Like, people can see me dance almost every week on the show. I'm not shy.
Yeah, no, I know that. Well, okay. Let's move on to NXT Deadline.
Yes.
NXT Deadline. They have a kickoff match, Maggie. How about that? There's a kickoff.
Yeah, and the kickoff match is going to be probably, you know, the best match on the card. I'm kidding. This deadline should be absolutely amazing. We have this wonderful, wonderful match. I cannot wait for this. And like, I know that we've seen this match like a couple of times, but I am so not mad at this. Axiom versus Nathan Fraser. Thank you, Shawn Michaels, because I don't think that I'll ever get enough of these two fighting. They're both baby faces right now, but Nathan Fraser, like the impression that Alex Pawlowski does of Nathan Fraser on the NXT post show is absolutely hilarious. Then Bob Drunkle.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. I have no idea who wins here. Can they just fight forever just so we don't get someone to lose here? I feel like Nathan Fraser.
If they let him go, they could have a fantastic match. Like if they give them like 10 to 15 minutes to just go, they could give us a classic if they did, because A-Kid obviously Axiom is badass. And so we already know that Nathan Fraser, good God, easy for me to say, is really good. So I think Fraser gets the win. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Nathan Fraser here, but I wonder, are they ever going to pull back the curtain on Axiom and just, you know, for him to be A-Kid again?
I don't know.
I wonder, because they totally abandoned the whole storyline that he's Tyler Bates' apprentice. Yeah. And they have so much in common in ring, and at the same time have nothing in common. And I love that. So this is just something to think about. I'm going to go with Nathan Fraser here, but I will not mind if Axiom wins. I kind of feel like Axiom has been losing in NXT ever since he came to NXT. He turned into Axiom.
All right, next one. Dragon Lee, who is replacing Wes Lee, who unfortunately broke his leg, and Dragon Lee's going to replace him to take on Dominic. His back. He had something bad with his back. I was thinking leg because he was on crutches, but that's right. I remember now it was his back. Taking on Dominic Mysterio for the North American title. Dragon Lee's going to win this. I have a feeling.
I feel like Wesley was supposed to win this match. But man, I don't know. Just because Ollie was supposed to win the North American Championship in the first place, but they kept it on Dominic when they release him. So I can see this happening too. Let's meditate on this for a while. If Dominic loses to Dragon Lee, and Dragon Lee is gonna be hanging out with Rey Mysterio a lot, this would only mean that they're not shutting the door on Dominic and Rey Mysterio right now, and I do not want to see that happen again, because it was so bad. Because they're eventually gonna face off against each other at WrestleMania, Dominic and Rey.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want this to start now, because it's gonna feel like forever and ever. It's gonna be a Chris Jericho storyline in AEW. I don't want that. The story is written already. You don't need to show us this for 4 months. I don't want to see that. I can see Santos interfering and costing, because on the other hand, though, Dominic hasn't been doing anything whatsoever with that championship, like at all. I know that the thing that he's supposed to be doing is putting people over, you know, getting people over because they're feuding with him because everyone hates him so much. Mm-hmm. So eventually they start cheering for the other guy. But the thing is, they're not, I feel like they're not doing him any favors, because every time I see that guy in the ring, I feel like he's not improving.
Really?
And that's,
I think he has, actually.
Do you think so? Okay, so it might just be me, because I have so much eternal hate for his in-ring ability. So that might just be it. I adore the way he sells the RKO. It's really good. And selling wrestling moves is as important as executing them, because you cannot have one without the other. If you know how to sell something, you know how to execute it. This is me, someone who's never, okay, I've done wrestling moves to people, but like not in a professional kind of way. So you can ask my sister.
I've hit people with a pile driver, you know, so. Sorry,
sure.
Too soon.
Jesus, Rob.
Yeah. We went there. Fistful Select.
I'm going to go with Dominic.
All right. Well, I'm going with Dragon Lee. I
hope you're right.
Yeah, I think Dragon Lee gets the win here. Oh, we got a super chat from our good friend, SportsCenter. For Maggie, allowing me to send her handsome Wardlow pics from up to 6 years ago and not blocking yet. You two rock. If you send her Wardlow pictures, she ain't going to block you.
I'm not going to imagine me blocking you if you're sending me pictures of Wardlow from 7 years ago. He sent me a poster of an indie wrestling show, and he was like, spot the young Wardlow. And I'm like, that's right him, right there. Like, nice.
He's been wrestling that long now. Wow, did not know that. I guess that's probably right. I mean,
Tom flies
when you're having fun with yourself.
You're washing your underwear all the time.
We made it 2 years.
I don't care.
No, I'm just, it's amazing.
Please like the video, guys.
Yeah, please. We need you to.
Sean's not going to let this one slide for much longer.
I ain't going to watch this.
No.
Roxanne Perez challenging or taking on Miss
Rob. Kiana, do you James. Think Roxanne is happy in this picture?
It looks like she is.
Jesus, she cannot smile more.
Yeah, she's very excited there. And Kiana James does not look happy. So.
Oh, she does. She just has, you know, a different kind of happy, because she's a porn accountant. Yeah, that's what Kate and Alex call her, the porn accountant.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the horse lawyer in a bit. Jesus. Okay. Okay. So last year,
never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to trust you on that one.
Yeah, it's probably
Kiana James was a part of the Iron Man Survivors match last year, and she was the only one who had no pins.
Yeah.
The good, only good, one.
Good point.
So I can see them making it up to her and actually beating Roxanne by, you know, her brick in her purse or whatever. Do you kind of feel like Roxanne goes to the main roster after this?
I don't. Not yet. Not that she doesn't deserve it. I just don't think they're going to move her yet. I think maybe we'll see her at the Royal Rumble again.
I will be absolutely... after last year, and the only reason why Roxanne had a pop was because they were in Texas. It's just a part of the big problem with people who watch the main roster WWE having no idea who the NXT stars are. I hope that is no longer the case, because The new era of NXT is way more enjoyable than NXT 2.0 was. It had Vince McMahon's fingerprints all over it, and Vince isn't there anymore, or at least not in the capacity that he used to be this time last year. So, because, like, it's a steel cage match. Keanu James can just, you know, exit the cage. I hate that rule, by the way. I really do. Like, it's a steel cage match. It has to be so incredibly personal between the two people. And automatically, you win the match if you go away. It's a weird rule to have in a steel cage match.
The weird one that I always find just is when you have to, or if you go over the cage, like, and you...
Yeah, exactly. If that's you climb weirder. The cage, it's really weird. I'm gonna risk it and say Keanu James. Although every fiber of me says Roxanne Perez, this doesn't mean that I don't want Roxanne to win here. But I will actually prefer it Roxy wins here, because ever since they made her have the anxiety attack after having that gruesome match with Meiko Satomura, they've done no favors. They've done her no favors after that. I'm going to go with Keanu James. I'm probably wrong. But that's the sucky part of, you know, I'm sure that the two women would absolutely knock it out of the park here, but none of them can afford a loss. That's all I'm saying, because one of them used to be NXT's biggest asset, and they've, like, she took a water skiing vacation right into Nothingville, and the other one hasn't been winning at all. So it's a little situation for me.
Could you see the return of Cora Jade, like, in this match?
She will, because at the end of NXT, they did, you know, a QR code or something that when you scan her, it was obviously Cora Jade's voice that said, "See you at that line." Yes, Cora Jade will return.
Well, I meant, like, in this match, do you think that's where she comes out, or...
I don't know which match she comes out to. Either the women's Iron Woman or men's... the Iron Thing.
Yeah.
or here, or... I don't know. Maybe she comes here.
Okay. Gotcha. I have...
But she will be at that line.
I think I'm going to go with Roxanne. Man, this is a tough one. I'm going to go with Roxanne Perez on this one. That way we can be different. Plus, I just have a feeling Roxanne will win. So there you go. Well, we will move on to...
Yeah, every one of us knows how good we are at prediction.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Carmelo Hayes taking on Lexus King.
Rob, I don't get it. What's with the beard? Someone explain the beard to me. What the fuck did they do?
I don't know. I hate this, but Carmelo Hayes is going to lose this match somehow.
You think so?
Yeah, and it irritates the hell out of me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that...
I got to see this now. Oh, I see it a little bit. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you can actually tell. Like, Corey has been shitting on Lexus's beard a lot. I find comfort in that because it's not just me.
Oh, we have a... Before you talk, we have a super chat from our good friend Chris Mueller, a.k.a. Bilbo Baggins, number one fan. Hey, I made it in time to say hi.
Hi, Daddy Dog.
Hi, Daddy.
You see how that sounds, Chris?
Daddy Doc. That's better than Daddy. Yeah. Never mind.
Daddy Blue.
Well, there you go.
old school songs, like that's our thing this yeah. episode. We did it even before we started the show.
Yeah. Alexis can get some win here.
No. I refuse to let that happen.
Hey, I'm all for it. Let I hope you're right, because I don't want it.
I hope I am right, because I'm gonna be so mad. I'm gonna have a nosebleed. No, please just stop. I'm gonna go out of limb here and say that I feel like Carmelo. When are they having the six man number one contenders match for the United States Championship?
Well, that should be.
I put it in the script when doing it yesterday. When are they having the match next week?
The sixth man for the Iron Survivor? Is that what you're talking about?
No. No.
Oh, sorry,
number one Survivor. Contenders.
Yeah, next number week. One I'm sorry.
Next yeah. week. Okay. So they did announce that they're going to have someone from the NXT roster to compete in that match.
Or the 2 weeks. Now I can't remember at all.
It's not this week. It's not tomorrow. That's the thing yeah. I'm saying. It's not tomorrow. They did announce that an NXT superstar will be entering this match, and I think that Carmelo Hayes will be that someone. I thought that it was going to be Tyler Bate, but now I don't think it is. I'm going to need Carmelo to win this, please, because what the hell is happening? Like, in storyline, it makes zero sense for Carmelo to win this, because... everything that they made with Lexus King, however insignificant it is in our heads, because it is not working for me. And this is coming from someone who enjoys Brian Pillman Jr. Okay. Like, in the ring, pretty solid. Like, he's nothing wow worthy or anything. He's pretty solid in the ring. And I feel like this is what you like. He's had television experience. Like, he's been to wrestling school. Like, he doesn't need a PC. Like, he's there just so, you know, WWE audience can get, you know, introduced to the person that is Brian Pillman Jr., aka Lexus King. In their minds, it should be Lexus King, because what the hell do you do with him afterwards if he loses? But I'm going to go with Carmelo Hayes, because the other thing is kind of unthinkable to me. And I don't even want to, I don't even want to think that.
Yeah, I get it.
Please.
Yeah, no, I understand. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I don't like it. But
I don't even want to entertain that thought, you know? It's no.
Yeah. So we have the Iron Survivor match with Mr. Tyler Bate.
Look at Tyler Bate's face. What is he doing? It's like happy. he heard a dad joke from his father, and he's
so you have Tyler Bate, Briggs,
Double Vest,
Trick Williams, and Bron Breakker. Maggie, who you got?
I am 100% biased here, and it's probably not going to happen, but I will never root against Tyler Bate.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that he gets to be a part of this match. The fact that he qualified for the match in a last chance opportunity is makes me kind of livid. I just think that they've done nothing with him on NXT, on the US side of NXT. And I feel like this is... the underutilance of Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate is the reason why I miss NXT so UK so much. I do kind of feel like, because Rich Holland has been turning his back on Pete Dunne, aka Butch, on the main roster, and Pretty Deadly have been attacking Pete Dunne a lot. I feel like Tyler Bate does end up backing up Pete Dunne. The stupid thing is that I feel like they will run with the Butch thing forever now, and it's irritating as fuck. But I know that it's probably not gonna be Tyler Bate, and it's I'm probably gonna be happy if it's Dijak. I have no problem with that. I don't think that they're going with Bron Breakker again. Trick Williams, I don't know.
I got Trick winning.
That's absolutely fine. And the audience is so in love with Trick Williams, and I love that for him. And because Trick Williams is in this match, I feel like they're gonna boo the crap out of Tyler Bate if it happens, because Trick Williams right now is this kind of over where people just don't give a crap about anyone else. It's kind of irritating, by the way. No matter just how hard the rest of the people work, they just don't give a crap about them. They just want that. I mean, it's Bryan Danielson all over again, okay? Like it's or Daniel Bryan at the time. I'm going to go with Tyler Bate, and that's only because like he's my big strong boy.
Yeah. All right, so we will move on to our next match here, which is the women's Iron Survivor match with...
It's tippy time.
Yeah. You have Tiffany Stratton, Lash Legend, Blair Davenport, Kalani Jordan, and Fallon Henley battling it out here. Maggie, who you got?
Well, initially, I had Blair Davenport here, but... Nikita Lyons came back on this week's NXT and she attacked her. And I'm like, okay, so that's not happening. So it's not going to be Blair Davenport. Are they going to go with Horse Lawyer? Do you know how that sounds, by the way?
Or yeah, I
are they gonna go with Horse Lawyer here? Because like Lash Legend this week on NXT, she picked up and body slammed Otis.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I am so incredibly happy for her because I wasn't a fan before that, and now she's over, and I'm glad. I adore a metaphor because they're entertaining, but like her as an individual, she's over for me now after that body slam. I kind of feel like, I mean, they can give this to Kalani Jordan. I kind of feel like she was robbed in the breakout tournament. Or they can go back to Tiffany Stratton, because I don't know what you do with her otherwise. I mean, you can call her up on the main roster. I mean, she's probably ready. She can hang out with she can hang out with Becky. And they can drink tea, and Becky can introduce her to Charlotte. And they can go purse shopping. I sincerely have no idea. I'm just gonna go with no. It's not gonna be Kalani. Come on, and it's not gonna be Horse Lawyer. Fallon Henley.
Yeah.
Although, why not?
So I have. I think Tiffany Stratton gets the win here.
Tiffany Stratton. I'm gonna go with Tiffy Time. Tiffy Time.
I can't find the when that contenders matches. So.
For the
men, you said there's a men's, and I can't find it. So maybe somebody in chat will know.
The United States number one contenders match.
North American?
No, the United States, Rob. Logan Paul.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. Sorry,
I said the United States.
It's my first day. I only had about 103 of them so far, since we done a show every week for almost 2 years now. So
yeah,
it's my first day.
It's fine.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like looking at NXT.com or WWE. I'm like, I can't find anything. So no wonder I couldn't find a damn thing.
I was talking about the United
States. Yeah, I know.
I said United States Championship.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of times.
You did. And it's like now that I realize that. But yeah, my favorite thing on NXT this past week, by the way, was Lash Legend body slamming Otis. I thought that was just awesome. And it's pretty cool that he did it too. You know, I thought it was good. I said Tiffany Stratton, so that's
who. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton for me too.
We go to the main event with Mr. Tyler, Ilya Dragunov defending his title against Baron Corbin.
Okay, so I'm wondering just how much Ilya Dragunov is gonna beat up Baron Corbin. I'm seldom that sure that someone's winning a match. Ilya Dragunov is gonna retain his championship. Baron Corbin is such a professional. He's gonna put over Ilya so much, and I'm gonna be shocked if Corbin beats Ilya Dragunov. I'm sincerely gonna be shocked. I kind of feel like ever since I've started watching Baron Corbin wrestle, this is the most I've been invested in his character, apart from bum-ass Corbin, because that was so funny. And Pat McAfee was responsible for that, kind of.
Yeah.
So it basically doesn't work without Pat. It's going to be a really amazing match. I'm going to say this every time when we're talking about a match with Baron Corbin. Everyone backstage praises Baron Corbin a hell of a lot because he's one of the safest workers they have in that locker room. And that will never be something that I look past, because it's at this age that we're living in, someone protecting you in the ring is an important asset. Because I kind of feel like wrestlers are way more of daredevils as they used to be. They're taking way more risks for the sake of our entertainment. So someone being as safe as Baron Corbin is, I do not take that lightly. I'm gonna go with Ilya Dragunov, but it's gonna be an intense fight because they've made it so fucking personal, and Ilya Dragunov is nuts, okay? He just hugged the guy. Like he took his jacket off, he, you know, untightened his tie, he just hugged the guy. It was so awkward because Baron Corbin had to make sure that the microphone was was pointing at Ilya's mouth as he was whispering words into his ear. The segment itself was kind of weird and not for me, you know, because of the microphone thing. They didn't need that microphone, by the way. They didn't need for the audience to hear them. We can hear them. The audience, the NXT audience does not matter. I think we've made that perfectly clear. So I'm looking forward to that match, by the way, a lot. I know that Ilya Dragunov has had amazing matches prior to that. His match against Walter at the time will forever be one of my favorites. And I cannot believe I cried on the watch along while watching it. I don't think that Ilya will ever have as good of a dancing partner as Walter was. But this might be a close one because of the emotion that led to this match. That's how I'm going to phrase it. But the match is going to be really
good. All right, cool. I have Dragunov winning it. So let's move on to Raw.
What did you think of Raw? I feel like Raw was really, really good this week.
I thought it was a solid show. I did.
It was like, leave it to them to have a probably the Raw of the year at the end of December.
And I, you know, I'm not next week, the week after, I'm actually considering driving down to Corey Taylor's home city, Des Moines, for Raw. They're doing a double taping, so I'm like considering going. It's only about 4 hours, so why not?
Only?
Well, no, that's not, it's not a bad drive, so why not? Maybe. I don't know yet. It depends.
Well, I'm never going to tell you not to go to a wrestling show. Like, Corey Taylor's probably going to be there.
Yeah, and we're going to have beer, or I don't drink, so he's going to have a beer, and we're just going to talk.
Make him come on
and,
the show.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to do a live show right there. I'm going to wake your ass up and say,
you better.
Wake your ass up, Maggie. We got a show to do. That's like, the only reason. Yeah. But no, overall, it was a really good show. I enjoyed it. We had Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn. Those two. Drew McIntyre is a bastard. Man, I love it. I love him being a prick.
Such a bastard. He's such a prick. And he's still so incredibly justified in everything that he's doing.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that. I really do. His means are justified.
Oh. Okay.
But what?
Nothing. You're okay. I misheard something, so.
Just no, I just burped.
Jesus. No, I know, but before that, I thought you said something else, so you're fine. Go ahead.
That's fine. Yes, his means are justified. But the way that his grasping onto different things that aren't really the way that he said that it's just nitpicking. I'm fine with it, but like that's the only way for you to turn Drew McIntyre into a heel. He's not going to be a delusional heel at like whatsoever, because everything that he's saying is 100% legitimate. I'm gonna enjoy this. I really am. Give Drew McIntyre Brock Lesnar, okay, next year at WrestleMania, and make him beat his ass again. I mean, I feel like he deserves that. Like he beat Brock Lesnar in an empty arena, and without even the Thunderdome. No, it was just an empty arena.
Yeah, it was good.
It was ass.
No, I mean, I know what you're saying. No, but Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. Yeah. Go Becky, you know.
Do you remember the DM I sent you?
No.
Yeah, it was the day you got sick. Oh, so okay. I'm not going to hold that over you. I was watching Raw at home, and I told you that I wanted to smash my television.
Oh, yep, that's right. I remember now.
Because of the noises that Nia Jax was, was letting out. And I kind of remember that she was always, that she always does that. But, like, I don't know why.
What the fuck?
Like, shut the fuck up! She's so annoying. I understand that that's the whole point. I get it. But I just want to... I want to shove a coat hanger in my ears.
Jesus, it's gonna leave a mark.
I hope so. Yeah. I know that that's the whole point, but it's like my ears don't need to suffer. I know that she needs to be irritating and annoying. I'm gonna enjoy Becky Lynch kicking the crap out of her, as long as Becky Lynch wins, because I do not want to see Nia Jax beating Becky Lynch whatsoever. Exactly. Becky Lynch has a receipt with her name on it because of, you know, the breaking of the nose.
In the nose.
Although, on the other hand, Nia Jax breaking Becky Lynch's nose. This, a lot of people kind of allude this to the birth of the man.
Yeah.
So
maybe like it's like one of those things where it's like, hey, tomatoes.
Yeah,
tomatoes.
It's fine. That image of Becky Lynch all bloody, you know, at the top of, you know, the ramp with the people, the man's people surrounding her. This is, image will forever be incredibly badass, and this is one of the baddest of ass images in wrestling history for me, because yeah, I gotta get that framed probably at some point.
We had the 2 out of 3 fall of match with DIY and Imperium. The right team won, in my opinion.
Well, absolutely. But Giovanni Vinci shined like a diamond in the sky. in this match, I am so pumped up for this.
Yeah, it's
Giovanni being like, out of all four wrestlers in this match, I cannot tell you which I like more, because I kind of feel like they're all favorites of mine. Incredibly athletic. In the ring, they're absolute generals, like, pun not intended. But it's not like they haven't faced each other in NXT prior to that. They have. But Giovanni, I don't know if people who are regular watchers of Raw and SmackDown are familiar with how brilliant Imperium are, because I kind of feel like I've talked on this show that I hate what they're doing with DIY. I really do. The audience has had time to familiarize themselves with Imperium's work. They've been out there for quite some time. But Giovanni Vinci, because I feel like they know what Kaiser is capable of, but Giovanni Vinci, like, now they know. Yeah. I still kind of want to call them Marcel Bartel and Fabian Aichner. I really do. Those are so badass names. But it's fine. I'm interested to see where this goes. WWE's tag team division is interesting, while on the other hand, AEW's tag team division is nowhere. I had trouble remembering who the tag team championships were, and I remembered that it was Ricky Starks and Big Bill.
Yeah.
And then I remembered that a couple of months ago, I wanted Ricky Starks to be the one to dethrone MJF. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Because, yeah, and I cannot even remember that Ricky Starks is a tag team champion. That is so weird. Yeah, but like, moving on with WWE talk, what is our next?
Just real quick, the Creed Brothers defeated Dominic and JD McDonagh. That Creed Brothers are shining. We also had the World Heavyweight Championship match between Seth Rollins and Jey Uso, which was a fantastic match. So good.
It was an amazing main event to Raw, and this just put a bow on an amazing episode this week.
Yeah. I mean, that was Raw. Pretty good show. Like you said, I enjoyed it. A couple other things that we were going to talk about. Who's going to back up Pete Dunne? Who's going to be...
We touched upon on that. I expressed my hope that it was going to be Tyler Bate, but it doesn't need to be. It may be, because I have no idea where Sheamus is at.
I don't know how long it'll be for him still.
I don't know where that, but like, I wouldn't mind if it's a returning Trent Seven. I have no idea where
he might be on the AEW roster. I think I saw
if on their site,
on their website. I think he might be on there still.
Okay.
But so let's see here. Nope, he's not. So that's good. Yeah. So no, I agree with you. I think Tyler Bate would be a good option. So we'll have to see, or a returning Sheamus maybe. But in the United States title tournament, that features Santos Escobar, Dragon Lee, Karrion Kross, Bobby Lashley, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, and NXT superstar Kevin Owens was a part of this. I'm sure he will get replaced since he broke his hand, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So Kevin Owens will be replaced.
That's likely. Such a bummer, by the way.
It is.
Such a bummer.
It is a bummer. I don't like it at all. So who do you think?
Where is he, AJ Styles?
Here. Well, that was the next thing I was going to bring up. So yesterday, or when I saw it yesterday, WWE, like on their, they had a pop-up, like come up on their website, and tribute to the troops, as you see in the right there.
Yeah.
Is AJ Styles. So a lot of people got excited that, hey, AJ Styles is going to be back. I was excited. And then today, PW Insider says that not so fast. They don't have like a story for him right now, I guess. So
that's fine. He can be in a United States tournament.
That's who should replace Kevin Owens.
That's who should replace
Let's
Kevin Owens.
Let's go. Let's play.
Well, because come on, like, don't tell me that you're not going to be pumped for Logan Paul against AJ Styles. Come on.
Oh, I would take that in a second.
I will absolutely take that in a second, because I will take, at this point, I will take any match of AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Any match, because like, that dude is calling it, okay? He is calling it. Mm-hmm. And he's not gonna, you know, I don't see, you know, WWE championships or undisputed WWE championships in his future anymore. But like, probably, you know, mid-card titles, like, why not? Like, why not elevate people when they defeat him? Like, it's, at the end of the day, I feel like that's what he would want to do. And like, go watch his son's, you know, the sports games. I don't remember if it was soccer or football, or I don't know.
It was football. Know, it was something. Football.
Yeah, and it was football.
And baseball.
Yeah,
okay. I think they just play all kinds of sports. So
yeah, that is fine. Apart from soccer, okay? Like, you leave that to the rest of the world. You guys suck at it That excludes your women's soccer team for the States, because those women work their asses off. They probably play better than a buttload of European men's teams.
Okay. So RKO, Randy Orton signed with SmackDown last week, so he is going to be a SmackDown superstar.
Yeah, he RKO'd Nick Aldis.
Yes, and then
CM Punk. Do you know what this reminded me of? This reminded me of the segment when The Rock came back and Vince McMahon and The Alliance, which was Stephanie and Shane, they were wondering which side that he would join.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then he rock bottom everyone and shook Vince McMahon's hand and he just left the ring. Oh my God, I love that so much. That's what this reminded me of. Randy Orton is officially signed to SmackDown. I suppose that he's gonna have a storyline with the Bloodline. I am pumped for this. But tonight on SmackDown, we will be getting CM Punk.
Yes,
he will be there. Do you think that we get a backstage segment with Paul Heyman? Because
I so hope so.
I so hope so. I'm going to be so, like, they don't need to jump into this right now. No, just plant the breadcrumbs. Please, you cannot have Paul Heyman on a show that CM Punk is on and just the two of them not, come on. Exactly.
Yep.
Come on.
Exactly. Come on. It writes itself. Come on. Yep.
Give us what we want.
Yeah. So definitely agree with that. Before we plug our shit, Maggie, Brian Danielson just tweeted this and it popped me. If you don't watch AEW Rampage tonight at 10 Eastern, I'm going to find every single one of you.
he did find a couple of people backstage. Yeah. Like, yep. That's
he sure did. So Maggie, plug your shit.
That man is working. Guys, you can follow me on X, Twitter at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X/Twitter. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram at Fight for Rob. Next week is our 2-year anniversary show. Can't believe we made it. It's something else. But I want to say thank you for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Victory lap.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.